可以唱歌给谁听。
We continue with our theme. To whom do we sing?、
我们已经听了圣经上不少 的歌。
We have heard of many songs in the Bible.
那这些歌到底要唱给谁听的呢
？And to whom do we sing these songs to?
其实这些歌很多时候都在控诉我们的罪，我们的亏欠。
And very often these songs sing of our own iniquity.
所以引起了很多人的不满，很多人的反感，很多人的讨厌。
And because of all these shortcomings in the song.It incurred the wrath of people.
所以有些人不喜欢听这些圣经中的歌。
And that is why some people do not like to listen to these songs in the Bible.
他们一整天只要听神的爱、神的救赎、神的祝福。
They prefer to listen to the love of God and blessings of God.
这些神的爱、神的祝福，我们会少讲吗？从开始信主到今天，我们会少讲这种爱吗
？So do we speak lesser of these sermons on love and truth?
我们不懂讲了多少次神的爱跟祝福。
We have spoken much of this.
但是不能够听神的责备、神的管教吗
？But we should also continue to listen to rebukes.
所以唱歌给谁听？谁要听这些歌呀
？So who would listen to this kind of songs?
还记得那个上一次最靠近的那首歌吗
？Do you still remember the song that we spoke of last?
那个叫做《葡萄园之歌》。
That is the song of the grapevine.
我是在星期六早上讲的。
I spoke that on a Saturday morning.
这首歌里面一开始都说出唱出神对我们、对教会、对以色列民、对葡萄园许许多多的爱跟祝福。
And this song tells us of the Lord's blessing and Lord's blessings and love for the vineyard.
但是你听这首歌听完它。
But if you were to listen to the whole song,
过后就是神对以色列人的控告。对以色列人的愤怒。
Then you can see how God was angry to the people.
唱出神的爱，也唱出神的愤怒。
It sang the love of God at the same time the wrath of God.
那在葡萄园之歌里面，我们看到神因为愤怒对以色列民、对以色列国降下七个灾祸。
And because of the wrath of God, God gave them these seven plagues.
每一个灾祸都没有神的爱在里面。
And all this place was we cannot.
因为每一个爱都是神的愤怒、神的管教、神的生气。
Because every plague has the wrath and God's chastisement.
那你说没有爱也不对了，因为这些管教、这种生气也是因为爱而发出的生气。
So it is because God loved us, that's why He chastised us.
今天我们末世的真耶稣教会。
Today, the last days, in the last days.
今天末世的信仰。
Through Jesus Church and our faith,
你真的以为你圣洁得救了吗
？Do we consider ourselves to be pure enough to be saved?
你只是要听神的爱是吗
？Do you only want to listen to the love of God?
然后不愿去悔改，不愿去做检讨的吗
？And do you not want to reflect and repent?
你不用人家要，你不需要，许多信徒需要。
Many other believers will need of it.
所以一开始传道常常说，用清洁的心来聚会敬拜神，清洁的心。
So right from the beginning, I stress that we must maintain this pure heart to worship God. Is your heart pure?
充满恨、讨厌、愤怒。
Is your heart full of fear and hatred?
然后你说你的心，这个心是清洁的吗
？And so this is not a pure heart.
然后用这种心来听道理，你听得进去吗
？Then can you absorb whatever is being taught?
你会接受、会悔改吗
？Will you be able to accept and repent?
不会的。
No.
你只能够更生气，然后讨厌，然后反感。
You will only be more angry and opposed.
原来我们是这样听到的。
So that was how we listened to the word of God.
我们是这样来敬拜神。
That was how we worship God.
如果你有纯敬畏神的心
，If you have this heart to honor God,
你很清楚，传道一开始每一次都要求大家用清洁的心来敬。
You will notice that each time we begin the service, the preacher will ask us to have a pure heart.
然后传道在讲道之前一定大大的祝福，多多的祝福。
Then the preacher will also talk about the blessings of God.
我们是神所疼爱，真的是。
We are the beloved ones of God.
我们也是神所拣选，蒙神的恩典。
We are also the chosen ones of God.
我们也是将来进入天国的。
We also have the heaven to prepare for us. All these are your blessings.
所以是在提醒你，神的爱、神的祝福、神的恩都在我在你的身上。
It is a reminder that God's love and His great blessings are with you.
你有这样的勉励吗
？Are there not of such blessings?
还祝福你将来进入天国，不是吗？
Isn't it to encourage you and to bless you to enter into God's kingdom? Why do we say no?
唱歌给谁听
？To whom do we sing?
今天我们唱第十首歌。
Today we sing the 10th song.
这第十首歌叫做奇妙的歌。
And this 10th song is the marvelous song.
它的奇妙在哪里
？How is it marvelous?
因为本来是祝福的却变成哎，对不起，本来是咒诅的却变成了祝福。
It was a song of curse, but later became a song of blessing.
要咒诅谁？
Who does God want to curse?
为什么要去咒诅？
Why curse them?
那又为什么会有这么大的转变？咒诅变成祝福。
And why such a drastic change from cursing to blessing?
所以有这种能力把咒诅变成祝福呢？
Who had this power and strength to change this cursing to blessing?
请看民数记的二十三章。
Let us turn to Numbers 23.
民数记二十三章，我们读七节到十一节。
Numbers 23 verses 7 to 11.
好，我们来读这一段奇妙的歌。
Let us sing this. Let us read this marvelous song.
就是咒诅变成祝福。
That is the cursing became blessing.
第三，巴兰便提起诗歌说：巴勒引我出亚兰。摩亚王引我出东山，说：来呀，为我咒诅雅各，来呀，怒骂以色列。神没有咒诅的，我焉能咒诅？耶和华没有怒骂的，我焉能怒骂？我从高峰看他，从小山望他，这是独居的名，不列在万民中。谁能数点雅各的尘土？谁能计算以色列的四分之一？我愿如一人之死而死，我愿如一人之终而终。巴勒对巴兰说：你向我做的是什么事呢？我领你来咒诅我的仇敌，不料你竟回他们祝福。你看，这是首多妙的歌啊。
This is a very marvelous song.
连那个巴勒王啊都生气了。
Even King Balak was angry.
巴勒王对这个巴兰说：你到底在干什么呀？
King Balak asked Balaam, what are you doing?
我请你来是咒诅他们的，你为什么给他们祝福呢？
I have asked you to come and curse them, but why do you bless them?
你在干什么啊？你在讲什么呀？
What have you done to me? What are you talking about?
这就是他奇妙的地方。
And this is how marvelous it was.
其实当我们读这个第七节到十一节的时候，这已经是第三次咒诅以色列民，第三次。
Actually, this is the third incident.Of course.
你有时间你看前面吧。
If you have the time, you can look at the beginning.
第一次咒诅的时候，神就已经明明的说不可以。
The first time Balaam wanted to curse Israel, God already told him that he cannot do that.
很清楚，很直接，很明了。
It was a very clear and direct instruction.
神说不可以咒诅我的民。
God said he cannot. God told him that he cannot curse his people.
可是当巴勒王拿更多金银财宝到他面前的时候。
But when Balak, when King Balak brought more of those valuables to him,
他为了要得这些钱财，他说：“我再去问耶和华。”
So because he wanted all this wealth and treasures, he said he will ask God.
刚才神不是说不可以了？已经回答你说不可以了，不是吗？
So didn't God told him that he cannot curse Israel?
既然不可以了，你为什么第二次还要去问呢？
Since God has already said cannot, then why did he ask God?
你是在试探神，还是在挑战神的权威呢？
Wasn't he actually testing God?
哎呀，刚才讲的不算的啦，可能我听错了，是吗？
Did he listen wrongly?
你对神的话这么清楚的话，再做挑战，再做试探，再做不相信吗？
When God's instruction is so clear, can we not believe His words?
其实不是他不清楚。
Actually, it is not that he was not clear.
也不是他认为神的话没有权威，也不是。
It is also not because he thought that the word of God is not powerful.
是因为拿更多的金银财宝放在他面前，这个才是重点。
And the reason is actually because Balak brought more treasures for him.
因为钱就要来试探神，想要再来挑战神的权威。
And because of all the wealth and riches that was before him, he wanted to challenge God's authority.
结果没有想到神说 OK 了，你就去吧。
So he did not think that God would say OK.
你会觉得奇怪吗？
Will you feel very strange?
神第一次说不可以。
God said first time no.
第二次神说 OK 了，你就去吧。
Then second time God said,
you can go ahead. 那神不是自打嘴巴吗？刚才说不可以，现在说可以。难道神是没有原则的神吗？神讲话是不算数的神吗？
Did God go against his own principles?
那我这样叫我怎样相信你啊？
So to Balaam, how can he believe God?
我们叫我们今天相信我们的神。
Then today, how do we even believe
in our God? 因为神今天说救我，明天说丢我下地狱，不救我了。
So if will God say today you go to heaven tomorrow? Today he tells us not to be greedy for riches. Tomorrow he says
it's okay.
If this is our God, would you want to believe in him? So in Balaam's case, first time no, but second time
God said yes.
So, but when God said okay, what did God mean?
结果神派天使拿刀在路上等他，等巴郎，要杀掉他。
God sent this angel to kill this.
所以你在灵界上，在信仰上，在属灵上，你要非常的成熟，先非常的谨慎哦。比如说，哇，神说可以，哦，神说可以，你试试看。你敢去，你就付出生命。
So
你试试看。
In our spiritual life, we must be very careful of all these challenges.
因为神已经讲清楚不可以了，你不是不知道呀。
God has been very clear, no.
如果你不知道你这样去做，神不会怪你，因为神没有讲清楚。
If you did not hear God properly, then maybe you can.
你是清楚神的道理的，清楚得救的真理的。
But you are very clear of the words of God and His commandments.
那今天你什么态度呢？
Today, what kind of attitude do we have?
神说 OK 了，你就继续这样吧。
So God just allowed him. Okay.
那结果就是要杀掉。
So in the end, God wanted to kill him.
结果这件事情，这个是第二次。
This is the second time.
那就是发生了这个驴子讲话的神迹。
And so there was this a donkey that spoke.
那是全本圣经中只有这两只动物说话，就是在其中一只，就是在这里。
So in the whole Bible, there are only two animals that spoke. One is this Balaam in this incident.
没有一个动物在圣经被记录说话的了，就只有这两只。
So it is only in this incident, these two incidences where the animal spoke.
那当我们在刚才我们读的圣经的时候，那已经是第五次咒诅了，已经进入到第五次了。
So the passage that we read just now is actually the fifth time.
那让我们看到哈，为什么他一直不断的要咒诅以色列？神说不可以，还是要咒诅。
So we can see that Balaam insisted on cursing Israel.
然后连驴子都讲话了，他还是没有醒过来。
Even after the donkey spoke out, he still did not reflect.
然后也看到天使拿刀要杀他，他还没有害怕。
And even when the angel of the Lord appeared to him to want to kill him, he was not afraid.
所以说明什么呢？
So what does this tell us?
当一个人心中贪财，心中充满钱财贪婪的时候，你说什么他都听不进去，他一句都听不进去。
When a person is full of greed in his heart, no matter what you say to him, he will not listen.
当他心里、他的眼睛、心中只有钱财的时候，他什么都看不见，就算天使站在你面前，你也看不见。
When their hearts are all so full with greed and riches and honor, they will not be able to see anything else.
就算行出神迹，驴子会讲话，你也听不见。
Even if
驴子已经开口讲话了，会吓死你的，会吓到你的，你也没有感觉了。
Even if the angel were to appear before him and the donkey in front of him spoke, he will have no other reaction.
所以你看，当一个人贪财的时候，心中充满这个偶像、这个钱财的时候，多可怕。
So we can see how frightening it is when man is filled with greed.
他会失去了理智。
They will lose all their wish or their thinking, their thoughts.
他不会再分辨对错。
They will no longer be rational and cannot discern between what is right and wrong.
他也会成为瞎眼的，什么都看不见。
They will also be blinded, cannot see anything.
他也成为一个聋子，什么都听不见。
And also become deaf, cannot hear anything.
看见的就是钱，所听见的就是你给我多少钱。听到的是钱，看到的也是钱，所做的一切都是为了钱。
What they see and what they hear and what they do were all for money.
所以圣经评论巴兰是贪财的先知，原因就在这里。
So that is why the Bible's definition of Balaam was the greedy prophet.
但是只有贪财的人才会这样失去理智吗？才会成为瞎子？才会成为聋子吗？
But are those who are greedy only? They become this kind of They cannot see.
我们心中，我们现在还有很多很多事情可以让我们成为瞎子，让我们成为聋子，让我们失去理智，还有很多很多的东西。
In our life, there are many other matters that can cause us to be blinded or to be deaf.
好，我们来进入巴兰的第五次咒诅，然后神把它变成祝福。
Let us take a look at the fifth cursing, where God turned it into a blessing.
看二十三章的二十七节。
Chapter 23, verse 27.
这是第五次了。
This is the fifth time.
三，巴兰，那巴勒对巴兰说：“来吧。”我领你往别处去，或者神喜欢你，在哪里为我咒诅他们？有没有？这里是，对不起啊，刚才我们读的七节到十节是第三次是吗？我是讲第三次是吗？第三次。
The passage that we read from 7 to 11 is actually the third time.
那第四次是在十三节。
And the fourth time is actually in verse 13.
那第五次是在二十七节。
And the fifth time is in verse 27.
好，那我们看，看二十四章的五节。
We read now chapter 24 verse 5.
好，第五节。
Verse 5.
好，他把咒诅变成祝福了。
And the cursings were turned into blessing.
三，雅各啊，你的帐篷何等华美！以色列啊，你的帐幕何其华美！九节跟十节。
Nine and ten.
三，他臀如公狮，卧如母狮，谁敢惹他？凡给你祝福的，愿他蒙福；凡咒诅你的，愿他受咒诅。巴勒向巴兰生气，就拍起手来，对巴兰说：“我招你来为我咒诅仇敌，不料你这三次竟为他们祝福。”以上我们所读的到现在二十四章里面呢已经是第五次了。
So this is the fifth time in chapter 24 that we are reading now.
为什么一次又一次的还醒不过来？
Why is it that he cannot even get up from his misery?
那之前呢他的咒诅一次第三次第四咒诅神都已经改变，不是第五次才改变，第三次咒诅神已经在改变他的咒诅，他是知道的。
So the third, fourth cursing was actually changed into blessing by God.
那甚至巴勒王也生气说：“你在讲什么？你在做什么？都已经提醒他了，你在做什么？”
And even Balak was already very angry and told him not to bless the people.
那感谢神，我们看到我们的神是转变的高手。
But we thank God that our God is able to change this.
他可以改变一切。
He can change everything.
虽然这个贪财的这个邪术，这个巫师啊，邪恶的巫师啊。一次又一次的咒诅以色列民，神却一次又一次的改变他的咒诅。
Although this wicked soothsayer continued to curse the people of Israel, God time and again changed his cursing to blessing.
请记住，我们的神是转变的高手，他可以改变一切。
Please take note that our God is a God who will change things.
他可以改变人心。
He can change the hearts of men.
他可以改变环境。
He can change our environment.
他可以改变咒诅。
He can change all these curses.
他甚至可以改变死亡变成生命。
He can also change a dead person to a life.
他也可以改变羞辱变成荣耀。
And from shame to glory.
这一切都可以在十字架上看得到神的转变，神的改变。
All this can be seen from the cross.
所以我们在任何环境中，你不用太害怕。
So in whatever circumstances, let's not be afraid.
我知道你会担心，但是你不用太害怕。
You may be worried, but you do not be afraid. Because God can change anything.
所以耶稣说，在神凡事都能，有没有？
That is why Jesus said, with God, everything is possible.
门徒说这很难的啦，这是不可能的啦。
And the disciples said, oh, this is very difficult.
神说不是的，在神凡事都可以的。
God said, no, with God, everything is possible.
在人是不可能的，在人是不可以的，在神有什么难的事呢？
With men, it is not possible, but with God, everything is possible.
这句话记载在哪里？
Where is this verse written?
请看马太福音书十九章。
It's written in Matthew chapter 19.
把这句话记起来。
Let's remember this verse.
因为我们总会遇到困境，总会遇到感觉到没路走，无路可走的情况。
There will be a time when we come to this crossroad or dead end.
十九章的第二十五节跟二十六节。
Chapter 19, verse 25 to 26.
三，门徒听见这话，就稀奇得很，说：“这样谁能得救呢？” 耶稣看作他们说，在人这是不能的，在神凡事都能。哦，从这个奇妙的歌当中，我们看到在神凡事都能。
From this marvelous song, we can see that with God, all things are possible. 嗯，
所以不是神能不能改变，而是神要不要改变。
So it is not whether God is able to change, but rather whether God wants to change.
我再重复一次。
I repeat.
当我们遇到整个环境的困，进入困境痛苦的时候。
When we meet with adverse situation,
你要记住这句话。
You must remember this verse.
不是我们的神能不能改变，而是神要不要去改变。
It is not whether our God can change all this environment.
那如果神不改变，神要我们过这样的生活，要我们遇到这样的事情，我们就只有顺服接受而已。
So if God does not want to change our environment, then all we can do is to submit.
因为不是神不能改变，是神不要改变，神让他继续这样，我不要改变，我就是要这样。
So it is not that God cannot change it, but rather God.
他们这么说，你跟神抵抗吗？跟神作对吗？跟神来反对吗？难道是这样吗
？So at that point in time, would you resist God and oppose God?
他说你一定要命令神，神改变他，神不要这样，我你一定要改变，你不改变我就怎么样？你在骂神吗
？Can you command God to change and can you mock at God?
神说我的意思就是要这样啊。God, 让他在苦难当中，这个是我的意思呀，也是你我要你受的呀，我要你受是有原因的呀。
And God will say that He will allow all these adverse things to happen to us to test us.
你不用这样受苦，你会悔改吗？你会改变吗？你会看得到自己吗
？If we do not go through all these sufferings, will we even change and see it ourselves?
神说不要改变，你说一定要改变。
If God said that He will not change the environment for us, but you insisted,
我们就失去信心了，对神灰心了。
Then we lose our faith.
原来不是神能不能改变，而是神要不要改变。
So it's not that whether God can or cannot change it, but whether He wants or not.
神是转变的高手。
So God is able to change everything.
看到了吗
？Can you see this?
神把咒诅变成祝福。
God turned all these cursings into blessings.
一切的患难，一切的疾病，包括癌症。都是对我们的试炼，或者是试探，
so,
是一种试炼，也是一种试探。
So all these adversities or all these sicknesses, such as cancer, is also a test.
试炼是从神来的，出于好意的操练我们，是神的意思。
All these tests come from God. It is to chastise us.
试探是出于恶的，是要你离开神，要摧毁你的信仰，要你不能够进天国。
Temptation comes from the devil, and it is to shake your faith so that you cannot get into heaven.
所以一切的试探、疾病，包括一些的癌症临到我们，不是神的操练，就是处于撒旦的试探，两个都存在。
So all these cancer and all these terminal illnesses, if it is not the test of God, then it is the temptation of the devil.
我们知道神是可以改变，但神不改变。
So we know that God is able to change it, but God may not want to change it.
就是要我们用信心以及爱神的心以及顺服神的心交托给主。爱神的心，顺服神的心，信靠神的心，交托给主。
So it is at this point in time that we learn to submit to God and entrust everything to Him.
我顺服神啊。
I submit to God.
为什么顺服神
？Why do we need to submit?
他改变你了，他不医好你了，为什么要顺服神
？If God doesn't cure us, why should we
continue to submit? 你讲道理说，因为神不医治我，神让我继续这样受苦，我就要顺服神的旨意啊，因为他可以不让我受苦，他可以的呀，但是他不要啊，那不要我就顺服他了。
So God can allow me not to suffer, but since God allowed all these things to happen,
不然我每天讲的顺服是怎样的？我问你，你讲顺服神是怎样的？那个顺服是什么？
So what kind of submission do you have? Or do you have in mind?
这个就是我爱神的心。
And this is also the love that I have for God, because I love God.
他虽然没有改变我的环境。
Although he did not change my environment,
我爱他，我愿意承受一切的苦难。
I will continue to love him and to bear all
this. 只要神得荣耀，只要符合神的心意，他高兴就好。
As long as
我接受，因为我爱他。
As long as it is the will of God, I will abide by His.
原来在苦难中接受顺服是爱神的一种表现。
So actually, to accept and to entrust all these things to God, it is a manifestation of our love.
这个时候也是信心来的呀。
In this time is also our faith.
我的信心没有摇动。
My faith did not waver.
虽然我这样在苦难当中。
Although I'm in this adverse situation.
他可以改变我，但是他不改变，我还是信靠信他，信到
He can save me. He can change the situation for me. But because he did not, I will continue to rely on him.
请注意，在这个奇妙的歌当中，有三个很宝贵的祝福。
In this marvelous song, there are three very important blessings.
你有看到三个宝贵的祝福吗
？Can you see the three blessings?
我们看23章的第9节。
We read chapter 23, verse 9.
刚才已经读过了。
We have read this verse.
第一个祝福就是说，我从高峰看他，从小峰啊。他这个这些名叫做独居的名，是不立在万民中的。
And this blessing is the people of Israel dwell alone, not reckoning itself among the nations.
神转变巴兰的咒诅变成祝福的一句话，其中一句话非常宝贵的话。
And this is one of the very precious cursing into blessing that God.
这些以色列民呐、啊。是不列在万民中的，不属于这世界的，不属于任何种族的。
These Israelites, they do not reckon themselves among the nations. They do not belong to any.
他们只属真神，属耶和华，属神的选民，神的子民来的。
They only belong to God.
所以请注意哦，我们今天真教会，在各种教派当中，各种宗教当中。我们不属这个，不列在这个世界中，不列在其他的宗教。宗派当中的
So let us take note, the True Jesus Church is not listed in the worldly denomination of the other church.
因为真教会是独居的名，是独特的，完全属神的，不属世界，不属任何团体。
Because the True Jesus Church is likened unto the Israelites here, they are a people dwelling alone, not reckoning
among others. 是完全的属真神，属耶稣。
We completely belong to God.
好，这是第一个宝贵的祝福。
And this is the first precious teaching.
那第二个祝福是什么呢
？What is the second precious blessing?
在第十节
，in verse 10.
我愿如一人之死而死，愿如一人之终而终。这是什么意思？知道吗
？What does it mean? Let me die the death of the righteous and let my end be like this.
因为一人的死是神看为极宝贵的，不是随便的。神看作我们的死，一人的死。非常非常的宝贵
，because the death of the sins of God is very precious in His eyes.
而且一人的死，一人的终，一人我愿一人之终而终，那一人的绝迹就是荣耀的天国，荣耀的赏赐，永远与神同在。
So the end of man is the heavenly kingdom where he will dwell with God forever.
世上有任何那一个人死后可以跟神永远同在呢？
Who can dwell with God after his death?
世上有哪一个人，包括国王，包括那些很聪明的，死后能够得到荣耀的奖赏、大奖赏呢？哪一个
？Is there anyone, any very intelligent man in the world, or any king in the world that can inherit the king of the kingdom of God after his death?
唯独义人，信神的义人，被神称义的人，那敬畏神的人，才有这样的。绝迹。
It is only the righteous who will have this kind of death and end.
所以这个贪财的巴兰，他也想要有一人之终而终，想要有将来的荣耀赏赐。
So this greedy Balaam, he wanted to have this kind of death too.
对，他说我愿意啊，我也想要。
So he said he wanted to have this.
你就想呀。
But he could not.
你在世上贪钱，你在世上不顺服神，不照神的话做。然后你死后，你说我要好像义人这样的死，你就想呀。
He was greedy in his life, and he did not submit to God. How can he even have this kind of death?
那第三个祝福是什么呢
？And what is the third blessing?
第三个祝福是在23节。
It is written in verse 23.
来，23节。
Verse 23.
它的宝贵在哪里？看到吗
？Where is the precious part?
断没有法术可以害雅各。
There is no sorcery against Jacob.
也没有占卜的可以害以色列。
Nor any divination against Israel.
意思说，邪术有很多种，有占卜的啦，有行邪术的啦，有各种的这种邪术啦，都没有办法，没有任何一样邪术可以害神的选民。
So in other words, no sorcery or witchcraft can harm the chosen ones of God.
又听说这个邪术很厉害，泰国的又更邪恶，印尼的又怎么样？不管你泰国、印尼、马来西亚什么学术，都不能干扰。
So sometimes we may hear that sorceries from Indonesia or Thailand or even Malaysia can harm another person, but in our case,
我们教会有很多这样的见证呀。
In our church, there are many of such testimonies.
特别是在沙巴
especially in Sabah.
因为沙巴的教会哦。有百多间教会，很多都是在内陆，很多在森林里面的。
Because there are many of our churches, more than 100 in the interior.
那我们去开拓的时候，我也跟过那边的传道去开拓到森林里面去。
So when we went in、to pioneer in all these interior places,
森林里面的部落很多的、都是玩邪术的，都是靠邪术、来赚钱或者来保护他们。
And so many of these natives, they will believe in the spirits or the evil spirits in the jungle.
有一个村庄，那边的信徒很多都信了主，但是信主到现在，行邪术的东西还藏在家里。
There was this village head, although he believed in Jesus, yet all those material for sorcery.
因为他们靠这些来骗人啊，靠这些来找刺啊，靠这些来保护自己啊。
Because they relied on those things to protect themselves and to earn a living.
我们传道进去传福音的时候。
When the preachers went there to preach the gospel,
你要经过那条河，进入到那个村庄，那边已经有邪术，已经放邪术在里面。经过的人都会被邪术所侵害。
So、they will go through this village、this river to get into the village, and along that way, there were already many such practices.
我们传道跟弟兄姐妹一般人正经过那边，好传福音后吃饭后又从那边回来，没事啊。
So as the preachers、go into this village and it come out, nothing happened to them.
而且连弟兄姐妹也没事啊。
And brothers and sisters also nothing
happened. 那明天又再进去继续传福音。
And the following day they continued to go into
the village. 然后又出来又没事啊。
They went in and they came out, nothing happened.
这个行邪术的就奇怪，难道这个传道的法术比我的更厉害，比我的更凶吗？
So these sorcerers were very puzzled as to whether these preachers have a higher power than them.
再到那个地点去行更大的邪术，放更多的邪恶的力量在里面。
So as a result, these sorcerers put in more effort and evil spirit there.
隔天我们又进去了。
Then the following day, the preachers went in again.
平平安安出来。
And again, peacefully they came out.
他傻眼了，整个人傻眼。
So these sorcerers there.
他的邪术是有名的，不是开玩笑。
They were actually very skillful in their sorcery.
特别是他在愤怒当中下的那些邪恶的事。
Especially when they were angry, the words that they came out from their
mouth. 为什么我们没有事？
Why is it that the preachers had peace?
很厉害吗？
Is it because they were very?
不是的。
It is not.
这里已经神已经很早就允许给我们这样的保护了。
Here already, God has prophesied that He will protect us.
在以色列旧约以色列民，神就这样允许，包括新约的信徒都一样，没有邪术可以害我。没有。
Whether it is in the Old Testament or in the New Testament, there is no sorcery that can harm us.
因为我们都不属于世界，我们不属于魔鬼，不属于这些世人，我们不属他。
Because we do not belong to the world, we do not belong to the devil.
邪术会控制世人，因为世人跟他，世人是属于他的。
All these sorceries, the devil can use all these sorceries to capture the people of the world, but not us. So we must be very clear.
我们警察查的信徒还跑去算命的，到今天有人去算命的，知道吗？
We must never go for any fortune telling.
有去做骂人是吗？
The preacher is not scolding you.
这难道不应该骂这杯吗？
And this is something that we must stay away from.
结果那个算命的吊诡的算来算去算不出啊。问你的出生日期，你的时辰几点，什么都给了他，算不出。他说怎么算不出呢？没有你的这些记录在那个魔鬼手册里面。
So、
我们的名字没有在他那边呢、因为我们被耶稣赎出来了，被耶稣赎出来，脱离魔鬼。
The fortune teller was not able to read the fortune of our church member who went to read his palm. Because the name was not recorded in the book of the devil.
神把咒诅改变成祝福的第三个很宝贵的祝福。
And this is a very important teaching that when God changed all this cursing into blessing,
没有邪术可以害我。
There is no sorcery that can
harm us. 但是你故意的要试探神，要去教鬼，要去算命，你自己进入鬼那边去，对不起，这些圣经不一定可以保护你。
But
因为你自己跑去试探里面，你知道不可以，你还进去。
But if you deliberately go and test God and have your fortune read to you and call all this witchcraft, then you will have to protect yourself.
所以我把这首歌本来是一首咒诅的歌变成了祝福。
So this marvelous song has been turned from cursing to blessing.
我只能够把这首歌叫做奇妙的歌。
I can only call this song the marvelous song.
好，我们再讲第十一首歌，再唱第十一首歌。
We go on to the 11th song.
第十一首歌叫做宫歌。
The 11th song is called the Song of the Bow.
宫歌就是打箭的啊，对。 那我们来看，那这首歌是为谁写的呢？为谁唱的呢？
And who is this song sung to?
请看撒母耳记下的第一章。
Let us read 2 Samuel chapter 1.
我们读17节到19节。
We read verses 17 to 19.
来，一、二、三。大卫作哀歌，吊扫罗和他儿子约拿单，却吩咐将这歌交导犹大人。这歌名叫公歌，写在亚萨书上，啊，是吗？十九节。
19.
歌中说：“以色列啊，你尊勇者在山上被杀，大英雄何竟死亡？”啊，原来这首歌是大卫王为扫罗以及约拿单之死所作的哀歌。
This song was written by David. It is a lamentation written by David to Saul and his son Jonathan.
这首歌特别起名叫做公歌，就是叫做弓箭歌，箭，一首箭的歌，打仗的歌。
And this song is named the Song of the Bow.
然后这些事情呢，这里面所写的呢，所说的呢，都已经已经放在亚瑟尔书上。亚瑟尔就是古代以色列民的英雄人物。的英雄事迹。
So this song of the bow is written in the book of Jasher, which is the warrior's book.
里面记载的都是大能的勇士，都是以色列的英雄。
And everything that is written here concerns the warriors of Israel.
我们也很喜欢看英雄的事迹嘛，英雄的书。
We also like to read about mighty men of Israel.
他们很早就把从开始建以色列国的那些勇士，全部都放在这书里面，应该是很精彩，也应该是很好看的。
It should be a very exciting book where they write everything that happened to all these mighty men.
因为里面有很多有情有爱、有血有泪、有皮有骨的感人的故事。
And there are many touching stories regarding all this.
那为什么叫做弓歌，就是箭弓箭的歌？为什么这样起呢
？So why is it called Song of the Bow？
它有四个原因。
There are four reasons.
第一
，First，
便雅悯支派的大能勇士都是弓箭手，他们最专长的就是射箭。
The descendants of Benjamin, they are very skillful archers.
那当然，这扫罗王跟约拿单就是便雅悯住的人。
And John, Saul and Jonathan, they were from the tribe of Benjamin.
弓箭手是他们的专长，他们的专业。
So this archery is what they are very skilled in.
所以约拿单也很会用，也很会使用弓箭，知道吗
？So Jonathan was also very skilled, a very skilled archer.
那第二个原因。
Second reason.
当约拿单与大卫结盟的时候，他们立约的时候，就是用弓箭。来赠送大卫，用他心爱的弓箭送给大卫来立约的。
And when David and Jonathan made this covenant among themselves, they used this bow to exchange with one another.
就像一个勇士，他最厉害的就是他的刀、他的剑，结果他最厉害的宝剑送给你了。
Just,
他愿意啊，送给你他最爱的宝剑送给你。
Just like a mighty man, his most precious weapon would be his sword. And if they are willing to give it to you, then that would be a
对勇士来讲，剑不离手啊，因为那是他的救命保护的他的武器来的。
So for a mighty man of valor, the most important tool, the weapon that they have is his sword.
约拿单爱大卫，他们之间的友情是超越一切的。
So the relationship between David and Jonathan surpassed everything.
第三个原因。
The third reason.
当约拿单要救大卫脱离他父亲追杀的时候，就是用射箭作为暗号的。你看我射箭，我射几支箭，就知道哦，你就赶快走，我父亲就要杀你，你赶快走。
When Jonathan wanted to signal to David that his father Saul was about to kill him, he also used this bow as a sign. This bow and this archery. The fourth reason.
扫罗王他上战场被重伤，然后最后他自己自杀。那让他受伤的就是被箭射伤。
And the fourth reason is when Saul actually died from this bow.
所以这个箭啊，跟约拿单。跟这个扫罗王、跟大卫三个人哦，离不开的情情爱爱的关系，这个弓箭，情情爱爱，里面有血有泪。
So these three people, David, Saul, and Jonathan, their relationship is very keenly tied on this bow.
简单说，这个弓箭呐、啊，他们三人之间的恩怨情仇了。
So it can be said that their enmity and their love is on this bone.
里面有许多感人精彩的故事。
And there are many moving stories.
所以大卫就把这首歌，这首里面发生的情，这种有血有泪的这些英雄的故事呢，称为颂歌。它的意思是这样。
So David lamented over Saul and Jonathan, and he wrote them all this song of the bow in the book of Jasher.
我们的人生里面有许多遗憾的事，也有许多伤心的事。
In our life, we have many regrets and many sorrows.
但是我们的人生也留下了不少让我们很回忆、很怀念的事。
But in our life also, we leave behind many good memories.
这就是颂歌的人生，里面有情有爱，有血有泪。
And this is the nature of this song of the bow. There is love, there is hatred, and full of emotion.
这首人生的挽歌呢，是旧约圣经中我认为啦最出色。最感人、最美丽的歌啦，我个人的认为。
And I reckon that its lamentation is one of the most beautiful and touching songs.
真的里面有慈禧的爱，也有很可怕的恨，
and
there, 爱恨都存在。
There is great love, and there is also a great hatred in it.
这首歌开头就唱出了三个悲伤的为什么，一开始唱这首歌就唱出三个为什么，为什么，为什么。
And this, at the beginning of the song, asks this question, yeah. Why, for three times.
第一，为什么大英雄何竟死亡？这么大的英雄为什么会死？
The first one is, how can the mighty have fallen?
第二个，为什么英雄何竟不倒？为什么会扑倒？
And how can these warriors fall?
第三个，
Third,
战技，他的工具为什么灭亡？他的工具剑手在哪里？宝剑在哪里？那些武器在哪里？这些武器都不见了吗？
And where are,
都不在他们身边吗？
Where are all their bows and their sword, their weapons? It's all gone.
这三个一开头的三个为什么，对我们今天神国的勇士们发出最重要的警告。
And all these three questions pose a very good warning for us today.
我们长老、执事、传道人都是属灵神国、神国里面的勇士来的。
The preacher,
你不要说你不是哦，你不是就没有资格在当领导层。
The preachers and the ministers, they are all these mighty men in the kingdom of God.
因为我们当教会的领导层，保护这个教会，保护这个神国，看顾这些羊群，就是一个勇士，要成为勇士的，要敢死敢打的，不是逃避的，敢死的，敢牺牲的，也敢讲的。
And for preachers, they have to defend the truth and they have to protect the believers in the church.
不然你怎么成为勇士？你没有资格成为勇士，你不是勇士。
So, if they have these qualities, then they will be called the mighty ones.
这三个为什么是我们今天神国勇士们发出最重要、最重要的警告。
So these three questions are actually the very important warnings from them.
今天在属灵战场上，在这个属灵信仰上应战的勇士们，神国的勇士们，你为什么会死亡？
Today, in this...
为什么会死亡？一些传道死亡了，一些长子死亡了，一些长老也死亡。
Today in this spiritual, in our spiritual life and in this spiritual battlefield, why are there of our leaders who die?
死亡就是说被除名了。
The to die means they have been excommunicated.
在神的国已经没有份了，跟天国已经没有份了。
They have no part in the kingdom of God.
你们明明是神国的勇士，神国的战士来的呀。
They were originally the mighty men.
为什么那么大英雄为什么会死？
Why have the mighty fallen?
你们一直说我们不可以讲里面上面的人，我们讲上面的人没有造就。我们是攻击他们吗？
We
我们是讲谁诽谤他们吗？
Are we attacking those people?
我们是提出为什么他们会跌倒，为什么他们会死亡啊？
We
我们是提出这个检讨，这种反省。
We are pointing out so that all of us can reflect on your mistakes.
就好像这首歌第一个讲出的就是为什么他们会死亡，会失败，为什么？要回答，要检讨的。
Just like the first question here, how have the mighty fallen?
第二，为何大英雄会扑倒，而且扑倒得这么难看？
And the second one is, why have they fallen so terribly?
这种扑倒不是不小心这样跌倒哦，那是跌倒得很难看，很彻底的跌倒。
The first one is lain, the second one they have fallen, and it is a very terrible fall.
不用检讨的，不用来反省吗？
Do we not need to reflect on
this? 我们提出，我们就是不爱教会，提出。就说没有造就。
And when we point this out, some will say that we do not.
已经耶稣要来了，战争已经到很激烈的程度了，还讲没有造就。
Jesus is already coming soon. We must speak on.
没有造就的意思就是说，不用检讨的了。 Does
it mean that we need to cover all this?
不用来警告教会的了，不用警告信徒的了，不用警告那些工作人员的了，不用的了。
Do we need to give warnings to the church believers?
第三个为什么？
The third question.
战祭为何没有？
Why do they not have all these weapons?
啊，他们不是有圣灵的宝剑吗？
Didn't they have the sword of the spirit?
他们不是有真理的腰带吗？束在身啊，束住他们的腰带身上吗？真理。
Didn't they have the belt of truth?
他们不是有公义的复兴镜吗？保护他们的心的那个公义呢？跑去哪里了呢？
Didn't they have the breastplate of righteousness?
他们不是有信德的盾牌吗？还有救恩的头盔吗？这些战祭跑去哪里了？
So all these, where are the shield of faith?
圣灵的宝剑、真理的腰带、公义的复兴镜、信德的盾牌、救恩的头盔，你打仗没有带这些，没有装备这些的，你这些装备去了哪里？请回答。
So where is their belt of truth, breastplate of righteousness, and shield of faith, and the dust?
原来圣灵宝剑都已经生锈了，是吧？都已经没有了，是吗？
So have they have all their weapons all rusted?
现在讲的里面是那些声音叽里咕噜叽里咕噜，然后没有圣灵果子，没有圣灵权柄的。So, 是跟咕咕在保罗说好像锣哐打了一下，然后没了，是不是这样呢
？So do they attack those like empty sing empty gongs？
原来你的真理早就变质了是吗？真理的腰带已经不绑在你身上了是吗
？So have you not girded your waist with truth anymore？
所以第三个问题，战具何进灭没？那些武器、属灵装备的武器在哪里？看不到。
So where is their weapon? They cannot see all the spiritual weapon that they should have.
所以我才会说这个功课啊，对今天我们神国的勇士、战士们很重要的提醒跟警告。
And that is why I say that this Song of the Bow is a very important warning for us today.
没有了这些装备，怎么打仗呢？怎么上跟魔鬼、灵界的魔鬼交战呢？
Without this, how can we even fight against the devil?
这不单止战不胜，还甚至被伤害了，被魔鬼吞噬。
Not only were they not able to stand firm, they were devoured by the devil.
我们做一个结论。
Let us make a conclusion.
这首功歌啊，要给我们学习的是什么？
What can we learn from this Song of the Bow?
第一
，First，
绝对不能够离去真神。
We must never leave God.
离去真神的结局，一定死得很凄凉，很凄惨。
And the consequence of leaving God is we will die very miserably.
为什么我这样子？
Why do we say so?
因为扫罗到最后啊，他在出战前，他去找鬼，然后去见鬼，然后去问鬼，然后去拜鬼。
Because of Saul, at the end of towards the end of his life, he went to call on this witch, this medium.
找鬼，寻找鬼。他有鬼，他就寻找。
He went to look for this witch.
然后听说某某地方有交鬼的人，然后他就去见鬼。
Then he heard that there was this place that has this witch. So he went to the
forest. 他就问鬼，跟鬼讲话。
And he communicated with this evil one.
跟鬼讲话过后，他最后呢，他去拜鬼，跪下来拜那个鬼。
And after that, he knelt down to worship the devil.
这不是离弃真神是什么
？So he has departed from God.
这就是离弃真神。
He has already left God.
第二个。
Secondly.
这首歌要我们学习放下个人的恩怨情仇。
And this song of the bow tells us to lay aside all our differences.
饶恕你所恨的。
To forgive those whom we hate.
这个扫罗就是不能够把恨放下。
And Saul was not able to lay down his hatred.
一直要追杀大卫。
He continued to pursue after David.
到最后的时候呢，大卫救了他很多次，也给了他很多次机会，他仍然不能消除他的恨，那恨还是不能消除。
Even though David spared his life on countless occasions, he could not abate his anger.
其实这是已经被魔鬼占据他的心，魔鬼就让你恨吧，恨吧，恨到底吧，
time,
不要回头，继续恨下去，不要回头。
At that time, he had already allowed the devil to have control over him.
那结局也是很凄凉，被魔鬼控制。
Then his end was very miserable. He was controlled by the devil.
被魔鬼欺骗。
He was deceived by the devil.
所以这首歌叫我们学习，要放下个人的恩怨情仇，特别你心中有恨的时候，你一定要奉主的名除掉。
So if these things happen to us, then we have to cast out the devil in the name of Jesus.
第三个学习。
The third teaching.
对友情要处置真诚、真心、真意，彼此相爱。
And we must love one another with sincerity.
好像亚拿单跟大卫的友情，他们的感情是真实的，是清洁的，是真心真意的。
Just like the love between David and Jonathan, their love was true and sincere.
我在教会侍奉已经三十多年了，就快要退休。
I have served in the church for over three decades. I'm about to retire.
许多人都把我们当作工人，工人。
Many have regarded us as this archer.
是否有把我们当成朋友呢？
As a co-worker, but have they regarded us as friends?
是真诚相待的。
Or a true friend.
如果只是工人，就吩咐你，就命令你，就不满意就骂你，就控告你，那就是工人。
If it is just a worker, then they can just scold us when they are unhappy.
我们请你来的，我们给钱你的。
I have hired you, and I have given you a salary.
所以有时候我们很傻，坐船，在这些出来坐船的，真的又笨又傻。打人家几百块的时候，几百块，然后给人家骂到半死，算你贪钱，就拿几百块，我自己几千块不要，而且拿几百块。
So with the thousands that I have, I rejected and I opted for the a few hundred.
几千块不要拿，当时是四百块，你不是神经病吗？你的算术有问题吗？
At that time, it was only a wage of 400.
有人还说我们是贪钱的，知道吗？在我面前，这些人里面是贪钱的，我的天哪！这种话也敢讲出来，他不怕神审判。
Were we considered greedy because of the few hundred?
这个是在控告传道人，在诽谤传道人，几千块不要，然后来教会贪你的四百块钱，然后养自己要养家。
So,
我不是傻就是笨，只能够解释，不是傻就是笨。
So based
没有其他的解释。
Based on that, the preachers are considered fool.
如果你是为了钱呐、啊，那就是傻就是笨。如果是为了钱，
If the preachers became preacher just for money, then they are foolish.
不是为了工钱，不是为了那个钱呐、啊。所以我们不傻，我们也不笨，因为我们根本不是为了那些钱。
But then the preachers, they did not come out to be preachers because of those money.
所以你们今天都是把传道人当作工人是吗？教会的工人是吗
？So in our church, do we regard the preachers as workers?
把他们当作朋友，我的朋友。
Or do we regard them as friends?
我的两个父母，我的父亲，我的母亲，没有吗
？Or our parents?
他会骂我，我做错，他会提醒我。我不悔改，我骄傲，他会责备。
And the parents will admonish us, and rebuke us when we go on the wrong way.
他会提醒我，他会关心我，他会爱。
And they will love us and give us reminders.
只有工人。
Is that just a worker?
所以这首歌呢，让我们学习的第三件事就是，我们教会当中，难道只有工作，没有友情，没有感情？
So is this
only, 这是一家人吗
？So is this a family of God when we only work and have no relationship？
好，所以这首歌特别唱给今天神国所有的战士。
So this song is sung for all the warriors in our church。
题目叫做《英雄何进死亡》。
And the title is the mighty one。
请看希伯来书十三章。
Hebrews chapter 13.
我们来做结论。
Let us make a conclusion.
希伯来书十三章。
Hebrews chapter 13.
第七节。
Verse 7.
一二三，从前引导你们，传神之道给你们的人，你们要想念他们，为什么？效法他们的信心，留心看他们为人的结局。这里叫我们要敬重。
So here it tells us that we must remember those who rule over us and spoke the words of God to us.
他们一定有留下一些美好的事迹、榜样、信仰给我们看，一定会有。
They would have left good examples and faith for us to follow.
然后重要的呢，要看他们为人的举止。
And what is more important is we consider their outcome.
我很会讨好人。
They may seek the pleasure of others.They may be a kind person.
你们都很喜欢我。
You may like me.
我讲话都充满着安慰，没有责备，没有让你受伤。
My words are full of comfort, and you are not.
大家都说我是好好先生。
And everybody said I am a gentleman.
我得到大家的赞赏，票数也很高，台前的票很高。
I received the applause of everyone.
但你看他的结局是什么
？But we can take a look.
你要看他们的结局是什么呀？
We must take a look at their outcome, the outcome of their conduct.
如果这样的工人、这样的传道，神不 神不承认，神说你离开我吧，我不认识你。请问你们要这些传道的绝技是这样？你们要这样的传道的绝技？
Jesus said that those evil and lazy servants, he will.
难道他们不得救，说的话你很高兴吗？哦，他不得救了，你看他做传道都不得救，你很高兴是吗
？So will we be happy when the preachers are not?
你们太可怕了，太让我可，让我们可怕。
You'll be too frightening then.
这里说要看他们的绝技，重点他们的绝技是什么
？So here it tells us that we must consider the outcome of their conduct.Look at the outcome of Saul.
那个所罗门王的绝技是什么
？King Solomon.
再看这个传道书七章。
Let us turn to Ecclesiastes chapter 7.
传道书七章。
Ecclesiastes chapter 7.
我们读第八节。
We read verse 8.
来，八节，一二三，事情的踪迹，强如事情的起头。存心忍耐的胜过其实这里说你开始做得 很漂亮你开始做得大家都喜欢你这没有什么功用的、
so、
没有什么功用的
It tells us that the end of the thing, of a thing is better than its beginning
因为事情的踪迹你的绝技才是重要的才是真实的
And those patient in spirit is better than the proud spirit
So, 就用这两句圣经作为英雄和进死亡的结论。
So I shall use this verse to conclude this song of the bow.
唱歌给谁听
To whom do we sing?
唱诗。